During the last few classes, we have learned about the dynamics of Chochmah and Bina and Chesed and Gvura, which are very similar. Chochmah is expansion, moving forward, expression. Bina is restraint, discipline, holding this movement forward back in order to select the right path, in order to analyze it. This is Chochmah and Bina. Chesed and Gvura has a similar tendency, though, in emotions. Chesed is the desire to give. Chesed is the desire to expand influence. And Gvura is the desire to restrain, to analyze whether this kindness is appropriate, whether I have enough resources for this kindness. So today we are going to learn about one more level of this dynamic of moving forward and restricting yourself. But it's going to be on the next level. We were speaking about my desire to give, which is chesed, kindness. Love is a desire to get close to somebody. This is this on one hand. But what happens if my desire to expand hits a challenge, hits a barrier? I cannot expand past this barrier. I want to give, I want to influence someone, but this person does not want to receive what I want to give him. Chesed, kindness, is a soft trait. It's not aggressive, it's kind. So if I want to give and the recipient doesn't want it, what am I going to do? I'm going to go home and cry. This is on this end. And then Gevura is my desire to restrain myself. If I understand that I have to think well before I give something to someone, if I have the money for that, or if whatever I want to give to this person is going to benefit him, or maybe it's going to harm him. That's Gvura. So I have a desire to give, and then I need to control my desire, withhold myself. Or if I want to just be loud and scream, I'm in a mood of laughing and talking with people, but I understand that I'm here in the middle of a street and there's a lot of strangers here. They'll look at me funny, maybe they'll call police on me if I will be acting in this way. So I'm holding myself back. I'm not singing loudly, not yelling and screaming in the middle of a street. I'm restraining myself, I'm holding myself back. But I am only controlling my emotions. I have not influenced my emotions. I have a desire, a strong desire, that I am suppressing. I'm not changing myself inwardly. So these two aspects are going to be addressed today. So I am going to present to you two typical personalities that we could characterize. One is going to be characterized as Netzach personality, and the other one is going to be characterized as Hod personality. Netzach is the Sfira, which is in a column of Chochmah and Chesed, and Hod is the Sfira, which is in the column of Bina and Gvura. So, there are two people. One of them is a go-getter. He is very charismatic. He is very successful. He is very energetic. But he is not a refined person. He doesn't have a refined personality. He's brash. He has a dominant personality. He wants to be in charge. I think the personality I just painted to you, you can imagine quite a few people who you know who have this personality. Very often people complain about their bosses. Their bosses are not sensitive. Their bosses are very dominant. Well, both of these complaints are probably very justified because the stereotype of people that usually get to the position of a boss is exactly that. He is a go-getter, but a result of that, he is focusing on the outside world as opposed to on inner refinement. And he is going to go achieve whatever he wants, even if it's hurting some other people's feelings, and maybe even more than just feelings. So this is netah personality. And then there's another personality, somebody who is more introspective. He, I guess you could say, more calm. He works on himself. He's more refined. He is not looking for notoriety. He does not need to be the center of attention. And he is not dominant. This is a hod personality. This person is usually more humble. This person is more ready to become a follower if he sees somebody worthy to follow. By the way, we very often think of followers as weaker people and leaders as stronger people. A follower chooses who to follow. And to do that, one has to have a certain amount of strength. And leaders are often ending up leaders because they want to lead, they want to be in charge, and they don't have enough strength for self-control to restrain this desire. So not necessarily is leader a strong person and follower is a weak person. To be a follower, to suppress your desire to be in charge, sometimes takes a lot of strength. So there are people, I'm sure, who are followers because they're just very passive and they don't have enough energy to lead. That's true. There are people who are leaders as a result of their strengths. This is also true, but it doesn't have to be this way. I've seen many strong people who are followers, and I've seen many weak people who are leaders. If you'll think about an army as an example, a soldier of any rank, an officer, has to obey the orders. The general gave this and this order, and officers in the army of any level have to obey the command. Are they weak because they have to obey? No. Many times, their obedience is a sign of strength. So this is Netzach and Hod. So now, let's look at Netzach first. As we said, it is in a column of Chesed, which is expansion. Desire to share, give, to get close to others, to influence. But every desire to influence can hit a roadblock. And if I want to give something to someone, it might not be received. If I want to expand, my desire to expand might be stopped. In other words, kindness is an outward motion, and it can end up having challenges from the outside. So what happens then? My ability to overcome these outer challenges depend on my sphera of Netzach. Netzach translated as being victorious, victory. This is my competitiveness. This is my desire to success. This is what's called in English, in plain folk language, stick-to-itness, staying the course, endurance. Very often you work on something and you see that you are not making the desired progress. You have to start every day from scratch and you're not getting anywhere. You're getting frustrated. So you wanted to move forward. That's your desire of chesed, and you are not moving forward, or at least not moving forward as fast as you were anticipating. This is where Netzach comes into play. Netzach is my ability to overcome outside challenges. And it comes from my competitiveness. Not necessarily competitiveness with other people. Could be competitiveness with myself. Could be competitiveness with the challenge that I have in front of me right now. I decided, I resolved that I'm going to overcome this challenge. This is Netzach. What is Hod? Hod is in the column of Gvura, as we see. If Chesed is self-expression, Gvura is my ability to control my self-expression. If Netzach is my ability to express myself in spite of the roadblocks, Hod is my ability to withhold myself, but not on a superficial level, on a deeper level, instead of controlling my emotions, influencing my emotions. In other words, a person who has a lot of gvura is going to hold himself back from screaming in the middle of the street just because he wants to. A person who has a lot of hod is going to work on himself not to want to do it. And this is the difference. Hod is overcoming inner obstacles, as opposed to netzach, which is overcoming our obstacles. Just like we said, gvura is inner strength. If you remember when we were speaking about gvura, we were saying that in some cultures, strength is represented by my ability to beat someone up when I'm angry. Gvura in Jewish tradition, strength in Jewish tradition, is constituted by my ability to hold myself back from beating someone up when I'm very angry. So this is my ability to hold myself back. Hod is my ability to work on myself, and in this is my effort to influence my inner self, as opposed to my effort to move outwards. And that usually requires a lot of humility. People who are not humble, they like making their opinions known. They like making their presence felt. I'm sure you've met a couple of these people before in your life. Working on yourself requires humility, and working on yourself requires also recognition of one's shortcomings and recognition of advantages of other people. If you remember when we spoke about gevura, we said that gevura is a source of my respect for others. Because when I respect someone, this person takes up a lot of space in my eyes. In my mind, this person is big, and therefore I give some of my space to this person. So gevura is the source of my respect for others. But again, gevura is me forcing myself to treat others with respect, which is sometimes necessary. Hod is me working on myself that I should recognize others naturally, as opposed to first want to take up all the space and then restricting myself not to do that. And that's why hod is also the source of simplicity. And in Hebrew, word hod comes from the word hoda'ah, which means thanking someone or agreeing with someone. When I'm thanking someone, I'm recognizing that he did something for me that I either were not able to do myself or would have a difficulty doing myself. That's what thanking is. That's why sometimes people have a very hard time thanking others. Because when I thank someone, I put myself on a second place. That's why when we thank someone, we bow a little bit. Also, hoda'ah means agreeing. Because when I agree with someone, I have to admit he said a good thing. He said the right idea. And he said it before me. Well, if he would have not said it before me, then I would not have to agree with him. So he is right. That's what hoda'ah means. So hod is a source of humility, and that's where thanking others comes from. That's where agreeing with others comes from. And hod in Hebrew also is shine, radiance. Why? Because when people have a personality like this, when they refine themselves, this is making them shine. I will tell you an interesting Hebrew phenomenon. If I would ask you, out of all the world's cultures, think of all countries, all nations that you know in the world, which one would you say is the most known for working on themselves, introspection, developing their inner being? Which culture is the most focused on this? Very good, Asian cultures. And among all the Asian cultures, which ones are the most focused on this? India. India is a Far Eastern culture that focuses on meditations, on working on their inner selves. How do you say India in Hebrew? Hodu. Every nation, every culture has a specific trait that could probably characterize it the best. So for India, it's Hod, obviously. That's what they are focusing on. America, the Rebbe said it's Medina of, it's a country of Chesed, kindness. Kindness means, first of all, a desire to give. And America is a very generous and charitable country, as we know. It's the most charitable country in the world. So this is Medina of Chesed, kindness. But also Chesed is a soft trait. That's why American personality is soft. The Rebbe also said that Russian culture has the sphere of Netzach pronounced very strongly. This is why when the USSR was not allowing Jews to leave the country in the 70s, 80s, there were many people in the West, predominantly in the US, that wanted to make demonstrations and big proclamations, announcements. They started a whole campaign here, let my people go, trying to persuade the Russian government to let the Jews out. The Rebbe was saying that this effort is going to backfire because the predominant trait of Russian culture is Netzach, to overcome a challenge if there is something in a way. So if you will push me this direction, I'll push the other direction just because you're pushing me this direction. You said A, I'll say B. Why? Just because you said A. And the Rebbe was saying that the way to achieve this goal is by quiet diplomacy. The Rebbe was insisting on quiet diplomacy. The Rebbe was insisting on dealing with politicians on personal level. And from the history now, looking back, we see that it was 100% right, because whenever there was a new demonstration with thousands of people demanding for the USSR to let people out, the Russian government would clamp down even more. No, we are not giving in to your demands just because you're making them. We see just from what we know from the history of the country that Russia has been becoming a united, strong state when there was an enemy, when there was a war. Netzach. I would venture to say that Western European nations, like Germany, is gevura, reserved, cold, calculated, disciplined, organized, pragmatic, logical. There's a reason why German cars and German cameras are the best in the world. You know, they know how to do these things. It requires a lot of organization and discipline to do these things. So we see that every nation and every culture, I should say, has a more or less a tendency towards a specific trait, which is normal. Everybody does. Every person does. When I am born, I have a natural tendency in certain direction. And groups of people also have tendencies, just like men have tendency usually towards this right column, and women usually towards the left column. By the way, this is why women are more refined, and that's why women are more focusing on working on themselves. That's why women are more into arts. It just makes sense. And that's why men are much more competitive. There is a reason why if you are a male athlete, you are getting paid millions of dollars for each performance. And if you are a female athlete, you are getting paid thousands of dollars for each performance. Men are much more competitive. So every person has a natural tendency. Every group of people has a natural tendency. It could come from nature or nurture. We could discuss these things later. But the fact is that we can always find how these sfirot fit into our lives and which sphera is more pronounced where. It is also interesting to note that the Torah is telling us that Moshe and Aharon also were represented primarily by Netzach and Hod. It says that Moshe had the sphera of Netzach. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, was Netzach because he was moving forward in spite of many challenges. He was teaching Torah. That's the trajectory of expansion. And he was trying to push through, plow through many, many obstacles. And this is what his entire life really is characterized by. Aharon was Hod. Hod is introspection, work on yourself. People who are more hot personality usually have a supporting role somewhere. Why? Because they are much more nurturing and they are much more supportive. Moshe represents the Torah because Moshe gave us the Torah at Mount Sinai. Torah is the truth. Truth is unyielding. Truth does not bend. It's either right or wrong. That's Netzach. Aharon was kindness, softness. This is Hod, more of introspection. And I have to tell you that in order to form Netzach, you have to have Chesed. Well, it is in the column of Netzach, but it needs to have a Gevurah, strength mixed into it. That's why it comes through a Tiferes here, the synthesis of Chesed and Gevurah. So Netzach is Chesed with a mixture of Gevurah. It is Chesed, but Chesed is an expression of oneself, but it's, as we said, a soft trait. Gevurah mixes in here, and it's making it stronger. It toughens it up. Same thing Hod. Hod is on the side of Bina and Gevurah, so Hod is introspection, but it has a, I guess we could say, a tougher appearance. Chesed, that comes into it through Tiferes, is making it softer. So Hod is essentially Gevurah with Chesed mixed into it, and Netzach is Chesed with Gevurah mixed into it. Aharon was in charge of the service in the temple, and the idea of the service in the temple was to help people work on themselves, because that's what sacrifices were called to do, help people to improve themselves. So you see that Aharon's job was Hod, and Moshe's job was Netzach. And by the way, in Hebrew, when you want to say something is everlasting, you say Le-Netzach. Le-Netzach means everlasting. Le-Netzach. To victory, literally translated. Why is it? Well, because we know that Netzach is the ability to push through difficulties, which means to last. Netzach is the lasting trait. And the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us is everlasting. This is why Moshe is Netzach. So now we know about Chochmah, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. And next class, we're going to finish off by speaking about two last Sfirot, Yesod and Malchut. They both are in the middle column. So we're going to have Keter on the very top, then Dat and Tiferet, then Yesod and Malchut. And they are going to be finishing the entire picture of Sfirot that we are learning here. And then we're going to see the entire diagram and how it plays out in our lives. So we see that the entire chart of Sfirot is broken up into three columns, right, left, and middle. And pretty much everything in our lives can be described with this tug of war back and forth, outside, inside, pushing out, holding yourself back. And it is on many different levels. And this is why pretty much every emotion that we have can be described through this. But also I have to tell you that every sphira can be expressed through another one. So really, Chesed can be expressed through Gevurah, and Gevurah through Chesed. And Hod could be expressed through Chesed, and Chesed through Hod. We mentioned it when we spoke about Sfirot earlier. If I'm being kind to my son and I let him do whatever he wants, he would say, wow, that's kindness. I'm such a kind father. But really, I let him do what he wants because I want him to learn the lesson on his own. I know that he is going to hurt himself, and I chose to let him do what he wants so he will learn the lesson. This is strictness, because my end result is to teach him a lesson. But strictness expresses itself through kindness, because at this moment, I'm allowing him to do whatever he wants. And vice versa. I can tell him that he is not allowed to do this and that. Why? Because I don't want him to get hurt. This is kindness. I don't want him to get hurt. It is expressing itself through strictness. So each sphira can really be expressed through another one. So between the seven sfirot, well, we so far learned only five of them, between the seven sfirot, each one of them can express itself through another one, and that's how we have 49 of basic expressions of our emotions. And next class, we're going to finish our discussion about them.